So a new survey found that quarantining has made us very comfortable using the bathroom in front of our significant other. Now, I live alone. Well, I take that back. I have a dog. Mm-hmm. And so clearly.
And they don't know alone when it comes to the bathroom.
They really don't, because when I shut the bathroom door, she will scratch, she will cry, she will do everything. So thankfully, I live alone and I'm able to keep the door open, and she, you know, will sit there. And
yeah, they're very, and I asked my vet one time, why do they have to be in the bathroom with you? And they're like, you're sitting at their level, so you're level with them.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, you're not moving. They have all your attention.
Yeah.
And you're right there at eye level, so it's their favorite time to get you. That's why they, and you know.
Well, they say the average couple now has 6 conversations every month when one of them is using the facilities. So my question to you, Leslie, is, have you and Ben become that comfortable?
No.
Okay.
I'm not. I am never going to be that comfortable.
I'm not either in a relationship.
Really? Have you ever?
No.
Will you ever?
If I'm in the bathroom, I don't need to share it, or I don't want to know what's going on in the bathroom, because
some of the
best things and some of the worst things happen in the bathroom. So I want to keep that door closed.
Right. I feel like there should be a curtain. Certain things in life need to be cloistered, if you will, right? Is that the proper term?
Sure.
But
actually, if I've had too many cloisters, I don't want anybody walking in the restroom when I'm in there. I'm gonna shut, lock, and deadbolt that door.
Hey, don't go. But if you have to, bring Chad and Leslie into the office. Alexa, play Magic 107.7 on iHeartRadio.